Listen, this is the word of God. From Luke 17, 11 through 21. While he was on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 leprous men who stood at a distance met him. And they raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. Now one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving thanks to him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has made you well." Now, having been questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of God was coming, Jesus answered them and said, "The kingdom of God is not coming with signs to be observed, nor will people say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is in your midst." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us. Even separated physically, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is uniting us as we gather around your word. Would you speak to us now, words of life and words of hope? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you may know the story. Simply said, there were 10 men who were sick. Jesus healed them, and only one came back to say thank you. We typically hear or tell that story as an example of the importance of giving thanks or saying thank you. But there is a lot more going on in the story. Today, I want to tell you the story. And it is a story that has to do with giving God glory. And I want to talk about how thanks leads us into worship of God and helps us turn again and again, even today, to the worship of God. So there were 10 men. There's more to say about them. They had leprosy, which was a horrible disease. There's still some examples of it in the world, but it's nearly eliminated. Jesus was traveling between Galilee and Samaria, and these men approached him, though they maintained a different distance. That's what they're supposed to do. But they called out, and they said, "Have mercy on us." And Jesus did have mercy. Now, he didn't heal them right away. This is very interesting. He told them to go show themselves to the priest because that's what you had to do to be declared healed or cleansed of this terrible disease that ate away at you. And along the way, one of the men realized he had already been healed, and he turned back and went back to Jesus. And he didn't just say thank you and have a good day. He threw himself on the ground, bowed down low, and worshiped, said thank you. And Jesus named it as worship, that he was giving glory to God. What you have there is a miracle attached to faith, but not just faith, kind of blind trust, but a faith that was willing to act on something Jesus had said. Go show yourself to the priest. And in that act of participating in what God was doing, what Jesus had told him to do, the man experienced healing. That's the story. And the last part is that it involved Samaritans, and particularly the man who turned back was a Samaritan. He wasn't a Jew. He wasn't a part of God's chosen at the time. And really, that's the big point of this story, that God was at work and is at work beyond the walls of the church, the walls, the borders of his people. That's the story here. But today we're going to focus on the worship of God inherent in this man's return. So if that's the story, what about the glory? Glory is how the Bible talks about two aspects of God, both God's goodness, that is what God has done and is doing, and God's greatness, that is who God is, God's character, God's nature. Both the other readings you heard today, the call to worship from Psalm 105 and the first scripture reading from Isaiah 12, they described God's glory, both of those aspects, what God has done, his goodness, and who God is, his greatness. So what I want to invite you to do is to give God glory in your life. And we're going to see specifically how being thankful and expressing thanks can do that. In the story, the man gave Jesus and God thanks for what he did, healing him, but he also declared God's greatness, and Jesus named it as that. So I offer you an acronym. It spells out the word thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S, and each letter reminds us of a way that we can give God glory and remember God and celebrate God for what he's done and for who he is. So the T in thanks is to remember to say thank you to God. Only one of the 10 came back. In verse 16, it says the man thanked Jesus. A first step of worshiping God, of turning to God, is to be thankful both for what God has done and for who God is. The H in thanks is for humility. The man didn't just offer a casual thanks. He threw himself at Jesus' feet. He bowed down low. It was itself an act of worship, but it was one grounded in realizing how great God is and how small we are. The A in thanks is for adoration. He praised God with a loud voice. He gave praise in the story. He clearly acknowledged that God had healed him, that God had met him on the road, and Jesus commended him for that. When we pray, we should thanks. We should thank God. We should be humble. We should adore God. The N in thanks is for not without faith. I had to be a little creative there. Not without faith. Jesus said to the man, your faith has made you well. Right? Now, it wasn't, again, kind of a believe anything, suspend belief kind of faith. It was specifically that he had participated in the instructions Jesus gave him. Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. And so the man went to show himself to the priest. He believed, it was trusting obedience. That's a great definition for faith. The K in thanks is recognition that God's kingdom is in our midst. At the very end of the story, Jesus, speaking to Pharisees, reminded them of that. And this story itself, the healing story, was a great example of that. Right, that God had not just come to the Jews, not just in Jerusalem, not just in the temple made with human hands, not just in a church building, and aren't we glad to hear that news, but that God is at work, God's kingdom is among us, in our midst, even in our own homes, in our basements, in our living rooms, in our cars. God is all over the earth and meets us and is working his purpose out. Finally, the S in thanks is to set aside time for God. I mean, if you can imagine, the man was going to show himself to the priest, and we assume he went on and did that because that was necessary. But he recognized the importance of saying thank you, of glorifying God, of worshiping God, and he set aside what he was doing, which was the main thing at that moment. He turned around and went back to Jesus. Right now, you are setting aside time to listen to God's word, to worship together, to connect with other parts of God's family, and to respond in faith. So thanks. Thank you in humility, with adoration, not without faith, recognizing God's kingdom in our midst, setting aside time for God. I want to remind you that right now is the time to turn to God again and again in worship. Not to do that to shut out what's going on in the world, but to turn to God in trusting obedience for the sake of the world. Because God's heart, God's hand, God's purpose is all out among this world that we live in. That's the story of Scripture, that God created the world and loved it and has come after it. So when we worship, it's not to huddle away, but it's to come into God's presence and follow him out into the world. Now, clearly that looks different here for a few months where we have to socially distance and all that. But what a great reminder as we have to gather outside the walls of the church that that's where God's heart is. What an opportunity to be the church and be reminded of God's heart for the world. I hope that is an encouragement and a challenge to you this week. May God give us ears to hear and hearts to respond. Amen.